Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Cassie's World. I am your host, Cassie. If this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome. I hope you enjoy and you continue to listen. Returning listeners, welcome back. Thank you so much for the much continued support. Regardless if you're new or returning, if you're listening to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app, please go rate and review the show. Whatever platform that you're listening to, subscribe so that you can get notifications of all new episodes once they become available.
Hey girl, how are you?
Frustrated. Trying to plan and book this trip to the islands.
No worries, I got you. Trip with Tiff is the Caribbean Connect. They can get you all-inclusive resorts, food, drinks, and the beach.
That's exactly what I need.
Make your reservation today, sending joy and laughter your way.
Contact us at tripwithtiff.com.
All right, so we're back with another episode. This is going to be the season finale of season 6. If you know, last year I did like a month off. I did it for the month of, August. Yeah, the month of August I took off. But I'm changing it to take the month of July off just so I can get my thoughts together, get some things lined up. Since I've quit my job, I've got a lot of other businesses flourishing and, you know, popping out here in these streets. So I also need to spend some time getting those babies together. So I just wanted to come on this podcast and give you guys a final episode for season 6. I will be returning on August the 1st. I'll be returning in August. I'm not going to say definitely August 1st because that's my anniversary. But in August, I will be returning. I want to end this season on a note of kind of like a reflection episode where you guys can go back and just kind of reflect on, you know, a lot of things that I've talked about in previous episodes, as well as reflect on your own lives and, you know, your lifestyle and things that you do on a daily basis. I always talk about goals, and of course I still want you guys to focus on your goals and getting those things done. Focusing on your action plans and actually putting in the work to get those things done. But I think it was like couple days ago, I was on social media and I came across a post with Monique sharing a photo that was shared to her of a woman in the airport dressed inappropriately, and people started, you know, dragging Monique for it. And I got upset also looking at this post because, one, first of all, Monique, you've made it very clear what your stance is regarding bonnets and how women are dressed in airports. We get it. You said your piece. Like, you said what you said. You meant what you said. Cool. But to put the picture out there, and I hate people that put negativity out there but then try to make it seem like they're doing it, you know, I don't mean it in a bad way. You know, don't take this the wrong way. Like, I'm going to take it the wrong way. Like, we understand you don't agree with how, you know, when some women go to airports. Like, we get it. But to put this picture out there and just further drag this woman, it annoyed me. Because you can correct someone without just flat out embarrassing them. I was watching a Facebook Live with two people where they were going back and forth about this topic. And you know, one person was like, Monique wasn't wrong. How else was she supposed to address the issue? Other person was like, nah, she shouldn't have did that. It was wrong. Which it was. And I think one thing that we have to understand as people in today's society is, I get everybody's not approachable, but that also doesn't give you permission to make them go viral and embarrass the mess out of them because you don't want to go approach them because you're afraid of whatever outcome may happen. There are people out here dealing with different life situations. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Yes, we are still in the middle of a pandemic. That lady could have been homeless. She used her last little bit of money to get to her mom's house. Like, we don't know. And to drag her without actually understanding her story just bothered my soul. It bothered me. And I'm really tired of Black women's attire or anything that Black women do being the topic of discussion for everybody. Even Sha'Carri Richardson, people found something wrong with, oh, her hair color, her nails, it's, she looks masculine, like she's an athlete, like what, like we, it's really frustrating. So I'm going to end the season with this message. You have to accept people for who they are. I know, I believe it's Maya Angelou, she has the quote, you know, accept people for who they are the first time, whatever it is, something about, whatever it is, I'm sure y'all will correct me. And most people take that as, you know, in a, you know, when it comes to, you know, people crossing you. But really, it's from day one. Accept people for who they are. Because once you guys have accepted each other, then that opens the room for change. You have one or two options when you meet somebody different than you. You can basically tell them, oh, I don't agree with you, da 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 da, cause conflict, tension, and nothing gets resolved. Or you can accept a person for who they are, have a conversation, and open the door for change. So my tidbit to you guys is this. During my hiatus, just please, please take a different approach when dealing with people. People are dealing with things that they've never dealt before. Again, we are still in the middle of a pandemic. A lot of people are still unemployed. People are taking jobs that they normally wouldn't take just because they're trying to put food on the table. People are fragile right now. Be gentle. Accept people for who they are so that the door for change can be open. Don't immediately pass judgment on somebody just based off your past experiences, things that you feel about a certain type of person. You want people to accept you for who you are, so accept people for who they are. Give them a fair chance before just shutting it down or making them go viral because it's something that you just don't agree with. Yep. So that's how I'm going to end this season and this episode. Just, you know, accept people for who they are. You want people to accept you, accept them. Simple as that. If you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say nothing at all. Like, you don't have to speak on everything that you come across, because that's the quickest way to lose your peace. Feeling the need to call out what you peep. Like, it's not that serious. Like, peace. Peace. Like, really. You know, protect your peace. Protect your energy. Focus on other things. If we come together and actually accept one another for who we are and grow together, we could do a lot. We could do a lot. I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. During my break, please, 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 please accept people for who they are. Focus on your goals. Get your action plan together. If you need me, you can definitely shoot me an email. I'll definitely respond. Social media as well. Like I said, I'm just taking this break just so that I can get my other businesses and things up and running to the way that I want. And I also need like a mental health break as well, because, you know, sometimes you have to feed, you know, pour back into yourself and step away from things. So I will see you guys next month. Be sure to subscribe to the email list. Follow me on social media, the podcast, Cassie's World. Visit the website, www.thepodcastcassiesworld.com. If you're listening on the Apple platform, please rate and review. Subscribe, whatever platform you're listening to, as well as share this episode with someone if you enjoyed it. If not, share it anyway and just tell them you didn't enjoy it and they should listen to it too. Open the conversation, you know, for change. It's been real. It's been great. Until next time, be blessed.